Armstrong and Getty, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress of Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
We can, because it's good, it's strong. I don't want to obsess over it, but
I don't see how Democrats do anything but bleed out their newfound support in the suburbs when they put a socialist at the top of the ticket.
He's right.
Maybe the two biggest people on MSNBC, Scarborough and Chris Matthews, both saying, we're going to absolutely lose if this guy's our candidate and he's the front runner.
You watch.
That's pretty interesting.
We divide duties around here, not like formally speaking, but it just kind of happens. Jack watches more MSNBC than I do. I tend to watch more CNN than he does. It will cost me years of my life because it's just, it's like living next to an EPA Superfund site.
Down your telomeres.
Yeah, I'm certain that heinous chemicals are leaching their way into my bloodstream just by watching that filth. But anyway, I don't watch a lot of Rachel Maddow.
Oh yeah,
she's very bright and very talented.
You know, she's the biggest star on the channel. And what she said about Bernie, I'm unaware.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a political story that's kicking around some, and listen, file this under both parties are full of crap. It's fine to believe in one more than the other, advocate for it, you vote for it and all, but don't be enthralled by politicians, all right? It's just unhealthy.
I heard a pundit on MSNBC yesterday say, of course, it's going to be very difficult to break America's addiction to capitalism. I thought, wow, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Yes, it's lifted billions of people out of poverty, misery, and premature death into relative affluence and comfort. That is going to be a tough addiction to break.
You use the term addiction usually to point out things that are bad for you to do.
Wow. You wouldn't think. Well, you know what? I guess you would think. Western civilization is so successful, people take it for granted.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, that's one of those expressions people throw around, but it's probably worth deconstructing once in a while. If you take something for granted, you're assuming it will always be, it has always been, and it always must be.
Had this very conversation at the dinner table last night. Why did I have such a serious dinner table last night?
Dinner table events.
I don't know, Mitt. Let's ask him.
I'm talking about overpaying government employees. And this. What a fun dinner table.
You know, I used to unleash those Ron Swanson-style screeds when my kids were in high school and middle school, and their friends would be over and stuff like that. And I would see their friends sitting there apparently riveted or terrified of like, not paying attention to the pater familias.
There's a difference between riveted and terrified.
I glance over my kids, and at one point, I can't remember which one it was. It was probably Declan, my son. But at one point, I caught him, like, sort of rolling his eyes. And I said, well, wait a minute. This is good stuff.
As you were screaming about the flat tax.
You know what, Michael? It might have been that. It might have been. And I said, I'm casting pearls before swine here.
Wow.
This is some solid analysis. And then my kids open up. Yeah, Dad, but I think we've heard this one before. Oh, my gosh.
But
oh boy.
But I was talking about, you were just remarking on taking things for granted, and you get used to things and think they'll be that way forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about that with crime, and actually it started with a conversation about how they don't punish kids in school anymore.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yeah.
And that attitude is also the same as the way we're treating criminals. And I explained how when I was a kid, the crime rate was way higher than it is now for all different kinds of crimes, and everybody hated it. And so we really cracked down on criminals and bad kids in school and everything,
mm-hmm.
and it got better and better and better and better and better, and then everybody got so used to no crime and no problems.
They ask, why are we mean to people like
yeah,
this?
And we started backing off and thinking, you know, we should let bad kids be bad kids at school and criminals be criminals, and now it's going back up again.
Right.
Because we got used to it, and people forgot what it's like to let bad people do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, now might be a good time to touch again on this.
Can I have some potatoes, Dad?
Some essays.
The response.
Along with your political theory? I want to touch again on this essay from Gerfried Ambrosch, whose work I did not know, but he was a rather radical political person. And now is a perfect time. You know, maybe I'm going to work a little backward. Because this essay is so terrific. It's long. We have it linked at armstrongandgetty.com if you'd like to read it. It's many, many pages. I think it's 35 pages printed. So it's half a book. But he talks about, he's writing about what the philosopher whose last name is Scruton. That's a pretty name. Roger Scruton. He calls the born free fallacy, the view that the laws and institutions of modern civilized society reduce human freedom. He quotes Steven Pinker, who we reviewed his more recent book, Fantasticness Now. What's it called?
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment Now. Right. But he wrote a book that was
Fantasticness Now.
I can never remember books.
Who calls the Enlightenment the Fantasticness?
It's better for marketing. Anyway, Pinker in his book, The Better Angels of Our Nature: Why Violence Has Declined, points out that the laws of modern civilized society don't reduce human freedom. They free us from living in constant fear and danger of violent death. Much the same is true for poverty, famine, and a host of other scourges, which have declined thanks to what the MIT scientist Andrew McAfee calls the four horsemen: capitalism, technological progress, public awareness, and responsive government. Now, of course, if you're going to make a devil's advocate argument, you'd say, hey, get it. You're always talking about fewer regulations and you know, libertarianism and the rest of it. Well, absolutely, yeah. And I just think that the picky stuff, often motivated by people who profit from it, has gone too far. We've gotten too obsessed with building a utopia, and we're starting to choke off the dynamic energy of creativity that's powered the country. So it's a question of balance. But when we come back in a moment, the more broad theme of this guy's essay is what's wrong with radicalism like Bernie's and what he's pitching. And why it's so attractive. And listen, if you're a Bernie fan or a super progressive, I would suggest that you listen to it, if only so you can figure out how to counter it, although it might change your mind. So stay tuned for that. It's some serious wisdom if you can take it. Plus a man who's suing because his vanity plate was denied by the state.
Gotta love it.
Yes. What did it say? Do you think it was obscene, vulgar, or in bad taste, as the state said? We'll let you be the judge.
Armstrong and Getty.
I used to suffer from endless cycles of sinus infections and nasal congestion. I was so desperate that when a friend told me to flush out my nose with salt water, I just did it. And boom, I could breathe again. Relief at last. Plus, I slept deeper and even stopped snoring. I was thrilled to have found something that actually works and is drug-free. But neti pots are hard to use, and what a mess! I figured there had to be a better way, but there wasn't. So I invented it, and I named it Navage, a high-tech, self-contained nasal irrigator with powered suction. My name's Martin Hoke, and I want you to experience drug-free sinus relief, too. Try Navage, and if it doesn't relieve your congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. That's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Available online and at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Bed Bath & Beyond. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business: finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Subject of falling in love, and Joe said, can you imagine if there was a drug that made you feel like that? And we got a couple of different texts from people who said, yeah, it's called meth. I've never done meth, but I have heard people say that. And a couple of people who said, yeah, it's called heroin.
Yeah,
I've never done heroin either. So.
All right, yeah.
But
yeah.
So if it makes you feel like you're in love, no wonder it's so hard to quit. I'm glad I've never tried it, because...
Yeah, I got a hint of the opioid thing when I was recovering from my surgery in November, because I became aware, and partly it was just because I'd read about it, and so I was like, I don't know, more aware, that I had a feeling of, you know, everything's going to be fine when I was on this stuff. It's not just a painkiller. It gives you kind of warm, maternal optimism.
I've never had that.
Yeah. But again, that was my second go-around, and the first time it hadn't really occurred to me that that's what was happening, but I felt very optimistic about everything. And yeah, I suppose if you're, you know, probably particular brain chemistry and whatever, and you react to it more strongly than I do, maybe it's like falling in love, but I tell you what, how about you go find somebody to fall in love with and don't turn yourself
hard
into a junkie. It does take some work.
Do I have to leave my house?
So I'm talking about this Gerfried Ambrosch essay that's getting a lot of attention, and we have it linked at armstrongandgetty.com.
I don't know this name.
Me neither. He was quite the political radical. He said, for years I believed that Western capitalist society was beyond redemption and in need of a sweeping revolution. He says, broadly defined, radicalism implies a rejection of compromise and incremental progress in favor of radical change. He believed that there were those who perpetrated a system of oppression and exploitation and those who sought to overthrow it. Racists and anti-racists is another way they're twisting it these days. But he quotes a couple of great egg-headed writers, including Roger Scruton, who we discussed a moment ago. He's got an essay called The Uses of Pessimism and the Danger of False Hope, what my friend Jeff would call the positive power of negative thinking. It outlines the fallacies underlying the radical mindset, with like the best case fallacy, which imagines the best outcome and assumes that it need consider no other. That's the only thing that can happen, is the best possible outcome. And the utopian fallacy, which insists that the perfect is the enemy of the good. These can be summed up under the description of unscrupulous optimism, a concept originally coined by philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer. Assuming that intentions translate directly into results, radicals tend to be unscrupulous optimists in that they operate on the premise that well-intentioned radical change, however destructive, can only lead to improvement. See the French Revolution, for instance. They forget, however, that, and Thomas Sowell put this beautifully, human societies may retrogress disastrously. Fancy word, that means get worse, go backward. He put that in his analysis of Marxism. Ignoring the dangers of retrogression can mean sliding into the belief that nothing could be worse than the existing society being criticized. This belief is reinforced by a tendency to compare the status quo not to history, but to an imaginary future of human perfection. And any society that falls short of this fantasy is seen as an abomination, and this can lead to dangerous and false equivalencies. This is one of my favorite parts, even though it may take a little bit of explanation. It clouds the difference between democracy and autocracy, between being governed and being ruled, which, from a utopian standpoint, can seem like a distinction without a difference. Our intentions are great, which means our result will be great. So if we have to control you and oppress you, to rule you as opposed to being governed by you or you governing us, that's okay. Because the result is going to be so good. Disastrous retrogression and unscrupulous optimism. That's the problem with the "we're going to have a revolution" mindset. You don't know how it's going to... You're going to tear up everything that we count on to make things go reasonably smoothly and keep us reasonably safe. And you're promising me it'll be an improvement. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to take that chance, just because you're a college professor and you've thought this through, for instance. But again, it's like 37 pages long. It's super thought-provoking. It's full of big words. It's at armstrongandgetty.com if you want more.
What's the title? Or it's an article?
Yeah, it's an article in Quillette.com, My Former Life as a Radical.
Okay. What turned the guy around, did he say?
He gets into it, but again, it's 37 pages. So, two quickies for you. Why would a photographer face legal action from taking a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge? 1 million pictures are taken of the Golden Gate Bridge every month.
I took some just a couple of weeks ago. My kids and I walked across.
You'd be lucky if you aren't arrested. This guy is facing charges because the bridge authority can tell he took his picture from an illegal angle.
What does that mean?
He was trespassing on the rocks near the base of the bridge. He went around them on low tide, and they're demanding to confiscate the photos he took.
Who's keeping track of this
There's
stuff?
Cops harassing him.
But who's scouring the internet for...
The Golden Gate Bridge District is on him. They're demanding he delete or turn over the digital images and any profits he derives from them and the rest of it. Now, this is controversial because he photoshopped a full moon on top of the bridge. That's cheating to me. You can't combine a picture
cheating
of the bridge.
Cheating what? Celestial
Well, you're cheating
realism?
The moon.
Cheating the moon.
Yeah. This guy, a cousin of mine, Bruce Getty, says he loves taking pictures. I'm just a guy who likes to go on the rocks and get a unique angle of the bridge, and I'm not the only one who does it. Listen, it's a self-punishment, you bunch of babies.
Cheating the moon.
If he falls in the bay and drowns, well, then he's been punished, right? And then this... For some reason, you know, I was telling a friend the other day about the awesome power, the near magical power of Janet Jackson's nipple back in, what was that? Was that 2000? When was that? Long time ago.
Early 2000s.
It was so strange. When Janet Jackson, with the help of the young pervert, Justin Timberlake.
2004.
Who's now like 10 years older than Mayor Pete. 2004, thank you. When she unleashed her areola and Nepal, as I prefer to pronounce it, TV freaked out, the NFL freaked out, and for some reason, radio freaked out. And there was a new plea for decency and not naughty stuff, and you had Pink Floyd songs, which have been like mainstays of radio, and Steve Miller songs and whatever that either said bull S or... Ass, funky ass going down in the city and the rest of it, and you could no longer play those. It's very
because
strange.
Because of Janet Jackson's nipple?
Yeah. It's and he was like, what? Really? Yeah, I said, yeah, trust me. Memos went out. We had to undergo obscenity training, yanked various songs. And then inexplicably, the Tom Petty song, You Don't Know What It's Like, Let's Get to the Point, Let's Roll Another Joint, had to be changed to Let's Roll Another Moint.
What's a moint?
They edited in an M from a different verse so nobody heard joint on the radio. I was like, wait a minute. Anyway, so evidently states are really cracking down around the country on what they judge to be improper vanity license plates. And for more than a dozen years, Benny Hart drove around Ohio with his personalized license plate reading, I am G-O-D. I am God.
And you can't say that?
Well, in 2016, he moved to Kentucky, and the state denied him the plate, saying it broke rules, barring obscene, vulgar, and bad taste messages.
I am God.
Alex Baldwin.
Wow, that's interesting.
There. Yeah.
I'm all for each state getting to decide on their own, and you decide whether you want to live there. But that's interesting.
Yeah, I guess Kentucky may be a little more reverent about religion than Ohio, I don't know, on average. But he launched a legal battle, which he won, and a judge has just ordered the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet to reimburse Hart $151,000 in attorney fees and court costs.
The judge determined on what basis? Because they eliminate all kinds of plates. For different reasons.
Right. Well,
we don't have a right for a certain...
Yeah, it went deep, though. He was arguing in court that you can't disprove the fact that he is God, so he had a right to the plate.
Oh, wow.
More to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs, and here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC, and we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shouts. I'm wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Now the biggest challenge to the Communist Chinese Party since Tiananmen Square, which is something.
Sounds about right.
Good. Any challenge that will weaken them and perhaps bring them down someday would be good for the world. Not just good for the Chinese, good for the world.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody's going to put people in... We'll take away the freedom of humans forever. It would be China. They're the only ones that have the ability to do it.
And the will.
And the will and the money, and possibly the money someday. So.
Yeah. It reminds me of my favorite libertarian t-shirt/slogan. Libertarians plotting in secret to take over the world and leave you alone. China's doing exactly the opposite. They're plotting to take over the world, quite literally, and run it according to their dictates.
And determine where you live, what you do, how many kids you have, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And as we were discussing earlier, the state of California is heavily invested in some of the most terrible and oppressive industries in China, which is just so hilarious as they ban travel to 11 U.S. states because they're not woke enough. Are you effing kidding me?
And two polls came out today while we've been on the air. Big polls, ABC and NBC, doesn't matter which one's which, but one of them has Bernie with a 15-point lead. And the other one has Bernie doubling up the competition. He's in first, I think, at 28. Then you got four people tied for second at 14.
Right.
But he's opened up a giant national lead.
Here's my analysis.
Yeah, good.
Which did not come true during the Trump thing. There are plenty of votes out there to beat him. They just haven't coalesced around a single candidate. Of course, they might not. And if they don't, then he wins. Then Republicans just guffaw.
You have to beat him soon, though, because of the way the Democrats do it. Republicans do winner-take-all states. The Democrats don't. So if you get behind, it becomes very difficult to catch up and beat somebody.
Yeah.
Because, you can, if they get a bit of a lead and then you start beating them by a little in some state and you get one more delegate, okay, you won Alabama. You got one more delegate than
right.
they did.
Right.
Because they increased their number too.
So true. Well, they'll be jawing at each other today, trying to kneecap Bernie and old man Bloomberg, no doubt. So this guy, Benny Hart, he moved from Ohio to Kentucky, a couple of lovely states there, And he had a license plate that said, I am G-O-D. Do we still have the tape handy? I should have asked you.
I am God.
Yeah, exactly.
And he meant it to say God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am
God. It's not an acronym for something else.
No, indeed.
Great,
I am God.
Great on the dance floor or something like
no,
that.
No, sir.
Okay.
Indeed. The obvious meaning. And Kentucky said, no, you can't. So he sued him. And after quite a 3-year court battle.
Why would you fight this hard for your personalized license plate?
Well, he sees it as a First Amendment thing.
It is the government, but okay.
But the state has to reimburse him for all his legal fees and the rest of it. Hart, who was granted the license back in November after the court ruled that his First Amendment rights had been violated, explained his reasoning behind the plate. Listen, I can prove I'm God. You can't prove I'm not. Now, how can I prove I'm God? Well, there are six definitions for God in the American Heritage Dictionary. And number 5 is a very handsome man. And my wife says I'm a very handsome man. And nobody argues with my wife. So that's his reasoning.
I am God.
And he won. So he gets his silly, silly license.
Good for you.
I don't have a silly license plate because I don't want anybody looking at me.
Hmm.
I want to whir along quietly down the road.
Right. Call
unmolested.
Call the least attention.
Don't molest me. That's not what I was going to talk about.
Bernie's out with a tweet. Our military is larger than these countries combined, and he lists off 25 countries. It's always been true that we spend more money. It used to be true that we spent more money on the defense than every other country added together. China, unfortunately, has now made that not true. But we spend as much money as every other country added together, except for China, mm-hmm. I think. Anyway, Bernie lists all the countries who spend more. And then at the bottom, he says, what if we invested in human needs to care for one another instead? Okay. Well, that sort of completely childlike view of the world.
Yeah, no kidding.
Win or not, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, we should subject military spending to close scrutiny.
Oh, sure.
Let's not be worshipful for it and toward it and throw zillions of dollars at stupid stuff. Number one, because a lot of money is wasted. A lot of money just goes to graft and profiteering. And a lot of money that should be going to our fighting men and women and their families is going to giant corporations because they're kissing a congressman's ass. So we're not for blind throwing money around here.
Wasting it is the worst we could possibly do because the threat of China is for freaking real.
Yeah.
And if there's, you can make a dang good argument, we're going to need to spend a heck of a lot more money in the near future to keep up with China.
Right. So anyway, a total change of topic. In fact, I think it's deserving of transition music. Michael, if you'd be so kind.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Da, 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 da. Speaking of communism.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Sing along if you know the words. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Turn it off! Turn it off! Aubrey Huff is a baseball player. He was a baseball player. He played for the San Francisco Giants.
Manning first base in 2010 during the World Series run.
He's a hell of a ball player, was, and is a hell of a wackadoo as well.
In the 2012 World Series, he was an embarrassment.
What?
Yes.
He had a rough go.
Oh.
How'd you do in the 2012 series?
As good as Aubrey Huff.
Wow.
But he was very...
I had the upper hand there for a second.
Integral to the 2010.
Yes. A hero of that series. Anyway.
With his joking and whatnot, with his rally thong.
Yeah.
He would wear a thong and claim he wore his rally thong. That's why they won, and then he'd hold up his thong.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that was gross.
Oh, boy. So he was disinvited by the Giants' board of directors from the 10-year anniversary celebration, which is stupid and absurd, and Aubrey has claimed that it's because he's a Trump supporter and a proud Republican and that he makes a bunch of tasteless jokes on the Twitter machine. And it's been interesting. Do you have that article reprinted yet, Michael? Maybe you can have Hansen run that in there or whatever. But we got a lot of notes from folks, including those who are quite friendly to us in the show, and we appreciate you weighing in, and you're absolutely more than welcome to disagree if you want. But like Greg, for instance, he wrote us a nice note saying, and he heard an interview he did with a different San Francisco station.
Yeah, I gotta jump in and saying I haven't seen the tweets from Aubrey Huff. I keep hearing he got disinvited because he likes Trump and his tweets.
Yeah.
Well, liking Trump is a terrible reason, but I haven't seen the tweets, so I can't comment on those.
Well, here's one, for instance. Let me finish Greg's thing, then I'll get to the specifics. But it's clear there were other reasons. He made multiple comments in this interview that were shocking and chauvinistic. He also commented that women shouldn't be coaching men's sports, and men shouldn't be coaching women's sports, and wouldn't know why a man would want to coach a woman's team, because they're too much trouble or something like that. In a now-deleted tweet about Iranian women, the full text of the tweet read, "Let's get a flight over and kidnap about 10 Iranian women each. We can bring them back here as they fan us and feed us grapes, amongst other things." Blah, blah, blah.
What topic was he on when he was tweeting that?
Who knows?
What's the context of that?
Well, see, that is my problem with this whole thing. Why are you even asking? Since when do we scrutinize the jokes made, the sense of humor of ball players from a championship 10 years ago, and only bring them back if they pass muster? You're telling me let's stay in San Francisco. Your 49ers, some anniversary team, there wasn't a single defensive lineman who ever, raised his hand to a woman or beat somebody up in college or committed something truly
or
horrific.
Or dropped an N-bomb somewhere.
Right, or exactly. As opposed to making dumb jock jokes on Twitter. Why are you even asking the question? This and Greg, you seem like a nice guy, long time fag, friend of Armstrong and Getty, and very respectful, and I appreciate it. But So what if he thinks women shouldn't coach in sports? You're not part of cancel culture now, that he can't be part of the World Series win he was part of because he's got retrograde or dumb views of women coaching.
As the team who just hired the first female coach in Major League Baseball.
That's a good point. Right. And the Niners have a female coach, too. So this guy was on the team, period. Okay, this is a nice opportunity to talk about women coaching. You think it's a good idea? Bring it up in the context of Aubrey Huff. You start canceling ball players from anniversary celebrations because they have dumb opinions or make dumb jokes. You're going to have a hell of a lot of guys missing. This is the sort of just pearl-clutching, pansy baby cancel culture stuff I can't stand. You're not endorsing his point of view. Here's what you're endorsing: the fact that he was on the 2010 team. Now, if he killed his entire family and got off on a technicality, okay, all right, I'll have that conversation with you. If he has dumb views of women coaching, you're going to cancel him? Come on, people. By the way, speaking of pansy babies, he did an interview with 95.7 The Game's Joe Low and Dibbs show to defend himself that they kicked him off the air after 8 minutes because he wouldn't apologize for his jokes. You bunch of babies. Said one of the hosts after he was on, you know what, he's exactly the turd he makes himself out to be on social media. Dropping a T-bomb.
I don't like that word.
Listen,
I don't think it was meant to be flattering.
Well, listen, I just don't get you people. You're obsessed with expressing your own righteousness and feel the need to run everybody through its filter. Have him out there because he was on the team, then say anything you want about his views of women or coaching or whatever. And you know who's going to be damaged by him being there? Nobody in any way. That gal who's the coach in the Giants, she's plenty strong enough to endure the presence of Aubrey freaking Huff on the field for 5 minutes as the announcer says, "You're 2010 World Series champions, you bunch of babies." This is the softening of America, Jack. Put on a diaper. We're a nation of babies.
He is like a little baby.
Powder my ass. I'm such a little baby.
Wow.
I need you looking out for me. Where's my mama's warm, warm teat? Because
wow.
I'm an infant in this scenario, apparently.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. What happened to the country I love?
You having a good time, Joe?
Oh, man. Should you be able to name the Mexican president to be president of the United States? That came up over the weekend.
What do you mean name? Like nominate?
What's the name of the president of Mexico?
Oh, you'd be able to name him.
Yes.
Do you know the name of the president of Mexico?
I happen to know his name.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, because it sounds like Labrador.
Okay.
And I have a Labrador retriever.
But a couple candidates didn't, and is that a problem? Among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing $1 million, $10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
As is from some website called Mediate?
Oh, Mediate.
Yeah. Okay. Klobuchar tells Latino workers her nickname was Elena in grade school Spanish class. Gets mocked for hispandering.
Hispandering? The Latinx community.
All right.
I'll just read this. George Zimmerman is suing Warren and Buttigieg, they say. How could I forget that? Edge. He's suing them over alleged defamation in discussing the Trayvon Martin case. You know who could sue is the cop who was involved in the...
Michael Brown,
Ferguson, Missouri thing. The guy's, he has no interest in,
no.
I think, becoming a symbol of anything. I think he probably just wants to live a quiet life, but he could absolutely sue the pants off of Liz Warren, who has quite directly slandered him.
And
called him a murderer.
Kamala Harris,
yeah.
Who's got the debate tonight? I don't even know what channel it's on. I can figure that out. Not huge. Is it MSNBC?
Check your local listings.
But anyway, so over the weekend, there was some sort of get-together of the candidates, and several of them couldn't name who the current president of Mexico is. Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer couldn't name it, and then Buttigieg went with a guess. He said, I think it's, and then he had the right name, but he clearly like wasn't positive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't care. I don't think it's a big deal, and Amy Klobuchar was asked about it today and said...
Lopez Obrador Retriever.
Okay.
That's how I remember.
Is it the guy in the Dos Equis commercial?
Yeah, that's
the
guy.
Most interesting president in the world. That's correct, Michael.
Yeah. Amy Klobuchar said, running for president is not a game of Jeopardy. I agree with her 100%. But if those had been Republican candidates not naming the president of Mexico, that would have been a giant story.
Yeah, the mockery would have gone far and wide because there'd be enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, because the conservatives are always stupid and aren't as worldly. And that's always a big thing.
Everybody knows that. Yep.
So, I remember when President Bush couldn't name, the president of some obscure country.
Oh, it's like the premier of Kazakhstan.
You probably should know the president of Mexico, but Bush couldn't name somebody when he was running. They made a giant deal out of that.
Yeah, I remember that. That was so incredibly unfair. You got people for that. Anyway, speaking of the world, a couple of A&G listeners. We actually have the privilege, pleasure, et cetera, of having folks listening literally all over the world. We will talk about Afghanistan, and people will write emails from Kabul. Or, in this case, on the topic of the coronavirus, not to be confused with the Dos Equis virus, the most interesting virus in the world, got this note from Kate. This is the same Kate who wrote us the other day informing us that they were training monkeys to harvest coconuts in... Singapore? I can't remember. Anyway, I was on quarantine, she writes, but it ends today, yesterday. I'm a single gal, so I register my vacations with the State Department. That's smart. Let them know where you're going to be and et cetera. Then you check out when you've left, and if you don't check out, they send somebody looking for you.
Wow.
Anyway, somehow received a newsflash from the CDC asking me to self-isolate because where I'd been. Being a healthcare practitioner, I felt an obligation, so I did it. Honestly, I got so much done around the house, I should write a book. It was really better than it might seem. Then she mentions she's...
No, as I said yesterday, I would love getting a 14-day quarantine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't actually because I don't want to be away from my kids, but it'd be a great vacation.
Then she mentions she's Fagsdo, friend of Armstrong and Getty since day one.
Wow.
Don't ask me how old I am. No need to remind either one of us how long that is. We'll be with you till the end. That's Kate. Thanks, Kate. That's sweet.
Final thoughts with A&G. Yeah!
Does she know something?
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Oh, sooner or later, Sean. Let's be realistic. We didn't get a chance to get to this email from a guy who's got a first-hand report from how things are going in China, but we'll get to it tomorrow. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. There he is, Michelangelo, pressing the buttons in the control room. Final thought?
I know I mentioned this yesterday, but I still want all the candidates to dress up like farmers and look over at Bloomberg. I want it to be like the cast of the old TV show Hee-Haw, you know?
Nice. Positive Sean, your final thoughts?
My predictions for the debate tonight, Bloomberg goes after Bernie, everyone else goes after Bloomberg, and I think that's a tactical mistake.
Yeah.
Good one. We shall see. And bring you the highlights tomorrow. Jack, final thought for us?
If you weren't listening earlier, I threw up right before the show started today. I have not thrown up since, although I feel like I'm going to.
Several listeners probably have.
Anyway. So
I'm starting to hear that. I hope you feel better soon. My final thought as I glance over here to my glasses, which I'm about to put back on, I tried 3 times to clean them today. And the first time they got worse. The second time...
That always happens to me when I clean my glasses.
The second time they got somewhat better. The third time it was just a break even. I have designed, I have written things that took weeks and months that were much easier than getting my damn glasses cleaned.
I've never been able to clean glasses. They're clean when I get them.
Right.
And they're clean at the eye doctors. They've got some special magic. I've had the cloth. I've had the squirty stuff. That ain't it. I still can't get them clean.
You know how Jerry Lewis famously put on a new pair of socks every day?
Mm-hmm.
That was his, I'm rich, I can do this thing. I'm going to buy a stack of 1,000 of those cleaning cloths for my glasses, And as soon as one gets the slightest bit used, I'm going to throw it away. Or donate it to the poor. The poor and bespectacled.
Armstrong and Getty, wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All the podcasts are there, easily downloaded. You can contact us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Huh. I've worn sunglasses in my own kitchen. I'm not proud of it.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.